Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us, the time to rediscover the ancient truths, the time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy.
You got the words to change a nation, but you're biting your tongue. You spent a lifetime stuck in silence, afraid you'll say something wrong. If no one ever hears it, how we gonna learn your song? So come on, come on, come on, come on. You got a heart of loud as lion, so why let your voice be tamed? Maybe we're a little different, there's no need to be ashamed. You got the light to fight the shadow, so stop hiding it away. Come on, come on. I wanna sing, I wanna shout, I wanna scream till the words dry out. Putting it all on the page, I'm not afraid.
Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, I thank the Most High that we are back again. Yes, indeed, for another episode, another very precious and intensely informative episode
of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edemiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity. Yes, this very precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these very precious words. Yes, these very precious words the Most High has granted the blessing and the healing of his people. The Most High has indeed told me that unto his cause I have some very important things for him that I must do. For he told me, my brothers and sisters, that he sends a prophet to speak what others would not. And he told me that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things. And men have done some of everything they could. Yes, some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. Under this cause, my brothers and sisters, I wish you a very blessed Rosh Chodesh. And I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, this show tonight will cover some material, cover some, let's just say, long overlooked knowledge of the scripture, knowledge the Most High has granted through his prophets, that if there be anyone that you can immediately give opportunity, ask that they tune in tonight. There's a call-in number as well, 661-554-9212. This message that is going to be spoken, Yah willing, tonight is one that many of you hearing it will capture bits of information, very precious words of truth. They very much so changed many people's course of their very existence. Well, the title of tonight's show, I'm sure that there are those who will look at it and ask quickly, what do I mean? Well, I'll make this plain. Perhaps I need to put it up in the chat. Yes, perhaps I need to put it up in the chat and see if it's possible for me to pull it up. A while back, here on Blog Talk Radio, I did a show that may have shivered the timbers of a lot of people. The name of the show was They Murdered the Church. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? The name of that show was They Murdered the Church. Many might find that an interesting title, especially in light of the fact that, look, in a lot of our cities, you will find buildings that claim to be churches of the Most High, churches that worship. They say the Savior, the Son of the Living Yah. Some might really ask then, what do I mean when I say they murdered the church? Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's an article on my website called Hidden Gospel. The website is called Hidden Gospel. I'll put that up there too.
Blog Talk Radio.
Let me do something. Okay. I wanted to pull up that show, the URL to picking up that show. I'm putting it now in the chat. Might need to be listened to for those of you who haven't heard it. The URL for that show, link to that show, I'm seeking to put into the chat as we speak. There we go. And another article you might find quite interesting on Blog Talk Radio. Tell you what. Let's just put up this article from a website. website, hiddengospel.com. Tribulation 70 through 365 AD. For now, let that be, plenty of information there, sufficient to relate so much of what I would talk about tonight. Follow up to that earlier show. I believe this one, and the information being referenced tonight, is quite worthy in light of what has previously been spoken. If I can, I want to even slow down the pace of the speech tonight, because I want to be sure that those who hear will hear and prayerfully discern well, asking the power of the Most High and the power of the Spirit, that these words might in fact be understood, then they might be understood and blessedly received, as important that they be. The truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, we've talked about this many times before. 2 Thessalonians, second chapter, talks about the regathering, the expected gathering of the saints. We talked about how early church knew. I said the early church, the called out ones of old, those who were around in the times of the apostles, knew full well that Messiah would return to a world where indeed men have fallen from faith, fallen from trust in the will of the One Most High, forgotten, in fact, having even forgotten the most command of all, the Shema. Hear, O Israel, the Most High is one. We must love and therefore seek Him with all our minds, hearts, and souls, and might. In fact, my brothers and sisters, Scripture says this we must do. Ultimately, that we love Yah, and we show a genuine love to our brother. Meaning that the Most High Himself defines love. Meaning that the Most High Himself defines what is a covenant. Meaning that if we are not wise to seek the Most High for the fullness of His word, we have defied the covenant, our brothers and sisters. Realizes or brings us to finally realize in one consent, well, the One Most High. If we seek anything less than the fullness, my brothers and sisters, that was the Most High decreed, the resultant hasty conclusions, not wrought in a full examination of the truth. Well, the end result of it, my brothers and sisters, is much mass division, inconsistencies in opinion and thought, inconsistencies, even contentions in terms of man's allegiances and zeal. You say, seek Him, my brothers and sisters, the fullness of His word. We be called out from the divisiveness, the differences of opinion, the contentiousness of this world. The gospel, my brothers and sisters, was always a pure and perfect word. The men be brought indeed in all things agreed in one consent unto the will of the One Most High, purity and completion offering one choice. But it is because men have trusted in the variant ideals of men. Contentious differences, my brothers and sisters, debate and doubt has been the result against, indeed, my brothers and sisters, what is faith? Contentious debate and doubt against men discerning what they should believe and must come to obey. It's not possible for men to be called out from the world. That should say the ignorance that is wrought the divisions that are in it, the fallen standards that are in it. Man cannot overcome. He cannot exceed. No, my brothers and sisters, not by any imperfect standard. To be called out from the world, to be called out from its multitude of divisions that have refused to recognize an autonomous sense of pure authority. Well, my brothers and sisters, the only way that can be, that malady can be remedied, is after the manner of what the command of Messiah declared many years ago, when his anointed apostles went forth and he told them to go forth in the power of the Holy Spirit. Teaches all things, no lie in it. To go forth and teach everything that he instructed. The fullness of the conscience that his spirit conveys. All might agree as one, that this world might finally at last have peace. Well, my brothers and sisters, I want you to think about it. Have men been true to that command? If they had, my brothers and sisters, the many divisions that we see among us, well, the many divisions we see among us would not exist. When people wouldn't be talking about 45,000 denominations with differing doctrines and calling it the church. The church, the true church, my brothers and sisters, has no divisions in it. The true church, my brothers and sisters, has no contradictions in it. No differing doctrines, my brothers and sisters, leaving the people without an agreement, without a covenant, no controversy. Most High told his people, Israel, that just as he is one, so must his people also be one. The Apostle Shaul, I talked about this last night, said, if there be strife and divisions among us, because we are worldly, our brothers and sisters, one of the definitions of the church is a called out body, called out from the divisiveness of this world, called out after one spirit to agree, to show what, in fact, to all the world, what is glorious, what is honorable for the Most High. Our brothers and sisters, by no means is the Most High honored. In fact, he's disrespected and dishonored by the multitude of varying doctrines that men speak today. The book of Malachi said, you weary me with your words and speaking to the priests, speaking to the rulers, and that they've said that one who walks according to his own, how about differing evil, contentious way? Evil being a deviation from a perfect state, a perfect word. Men have said the Most High somehow even been pleased with all these variant differences. Blasphemous, even insulting against his very name that he is one and that he is all that he is. Even going as far as to say in preservation of all these multitude of corrupt, divisive, partial, perverse, polluted ways, tainted after the world then, saying that, or even asking where is the Holy One who will judge them according to all that is righteous judgment. My brothers and sisters, the early church knew the Messiah must come to expose and reprove. Even my brothers and sisters, Scripture said in the book of Malachi, humiliate as ungodly, as unjust. You'd also look at the scripture at Isaiah 4:42-4, talking also about Malachi's second and third, fourth chapters. So I even come to humiliate as unjust, even against the rules who are part of the law, therefore hiding the people. Therefore, treacherous is coming. Scripture is actually as far as saying that the Messiah must, well, according to Malachi, purge out the temple all your lips who would teach you all that you need to know, that our people be one. More concerned, according to 9 through around 57:14. More concerned about pulpits and thrones, personal ideals. Forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof. They've been more concerned about that, my brothers and sisters, their personal so-called autonomy and authority. And the realization that the earth belongs to not their sisters, seeking to their institution, not fully concerned as necessary unto the whole record and the healing of sisters, excuse me. A one end bearer, the shepherd, the Most High, must send that promises to his people. Excuse me, shall be brought. Let me tell you, my brothers and sisters. Churches, and among the churches, there has been resistance against the knowledge of that one shepherd, who he shall appear, even who he is, that men have resisted. In fact, my brothers and sisters, for all as much as they say that they desire the promises of the Most High, they resist the fact that none of those promises in his full fruition will ever come to bear on this earth without the guidance and the leadership of that chosen shepherd that the Most High promised that he would send. In so many ways, my brothers and sisters, like I said, they've hidden from you who he is, how you might discern him. They've hidden from you, my brothers and sisters, how he shall appear. They've hidden from you even what he must come to do. But my brothers and sisters, the early church knew all these things. The early church was founded upon that expectation. The early church was even called to seek the early church, the ways the Most High declared that men might survive the coming wrath, that in the judgment is surely to come. Well, my brothers and sisters, I dare say that anyone who would speak any other word and call it the gospel, scripture says, let him be accursed. Anyone who would dissuade the people not to discern the manner of things that I'm going to talk to you about tonight, that are written scripturally. Anyone who would dissuade his brother not to discern these things, the scripture says actually in Matthew 5:14-24, relates whoever would dissuade his brother against discerning these things is guilty even unto hellfire. Scripture even goes as far as to say that if you allow yourself to be deceived, not seeking to perceive all things the Most High has said, you allow yourself to be deceived by anyone who would deny you these words that are contained in the law and the prophets, he says, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. I dare say that all they who seek comfort in darkness, unwilling to seek the whole truth necessary that our people be healed as one, will not be found worthy of the peace. Like I said, partial doctrine, my brothers and sisters, is responsible for so much of the contentions we see among us. And my brothers and sisters, the true church is reflected, for instance, in the scriptures in Zephaniah 3:13, which says the remnant of Israel will speak no lies, no iniquity. They shall do no iniquity, no deceitful tongue, no false doctrine found in their mouths. And that is the people, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will protect from harm. It's the people, my brothers and sisters, that in the day of wrath he shall keep safe. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters. I want you to understand it well. Please hear me. I ask the Most High that you put upon your heart to discern and hear me well. The matter is, the book of Romans, for instance, says that though men might seek to judge one another, all will sit before the same, hear me, my brothers and sisters, the same judgment seat.
What does that mean?
All were sitting before the same judgment seat. Apostle Shaw himself in 1 Corinthians said, it's nothing that he would be judged by any human court. He said, because he does not even judge himself. I'm talking about 1 Corinthians. But he does not judge himself. He says his judge, he knows, will ultimately be the Lord, even the Messiah, who comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered, to expose all those who hide the truth from you. And he said, in that day, when that righteousness is again revealed, he said, then shall man learn how to. Word for is also honor the Most High. I want you to hear me. You were warned in 1 Corinthians. He said, in the name of the Most High, we must all be of one voice, speaking the same thing. The divisions among us, that is honor the holy name. His holy mountain, his holy kingdom, my brothers and sisters, declares one rule and therefore declares peace. Whoever will not seek that rule, my brothers and sisters, has no inheritance in that kingdom. There be many who would seek to say that their lack of knowledge will be an excuse. My brothers and sisters, man's lack of diligence, man's forgetfulness has wrought so much travesty in the world. And I dare to tell you that a lack of drive to discern the truth will be no man's excuse. Lack of knowledge was no man's excuse. It wasn't the Most High who turned away from the knowledge of the covenant. It was man. As much as has to be understood about this, again, the Apostle Shaul said, there's one same judgment seat. Well, about in Romans 14? He said, and unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Scripture goes as far as to say in the 15th chapter thereafter, whatever, all that is written of old is for our learning. We through patience and faith in the scriptures might have hope. Even to bring all the nations obedient in word and deed. Again, we hear the reflection of the idea that we all must seek the pure, perfect will of Yah to prove that our love and allegiance is unto him. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments, his instructions. Instructions, my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand that the Most High does nothing without reason. He speaks all things that he has spoken, reinforcing all else that he has said. There's no contradiction. In fact, the word, no contradictions. A world of varying doctrines being taught in this world. Revelation 19:11-21 relates Messiah must come to reprove a whole world because where men have taught different doctrines and claim to be of him. The scripture says it will be proved that day that they were not. They were not the preachers and teachers. Gospel of the one kingdom. It says, I am a sharp sword with a word that is will discern the thoughts and intents of the heart, even my brothers and sisters, which will discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who will serve Yah and those who will serve him not. And the end result of this, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says it will discipline all the nations like a rod with something like a rod of iron, strict discipline, unflinching. Called his name the word of Yah. It is then, my brothers and sisters, what the nations have taught. I know people talk about, well, I read the Bible. Well, it's not been his word. The word in the Hebrew, my brothers and sisters, relates much more than word. It relates thoughts and ideas. Men obviously have taken the same book and taken things all out of context. Malachi, if we read it in the Aramaic, says that men have gone so far after teaching so many diverse doctrines, they've acted as if the Most High won't judge them according to righteous judgment, according to all that is his thoughts. But according to what? The men? And for this reason, the scripture says, the Lord whom you seek, he for whom you're waiting. Oh, waiting why? Well, my brother says he wants, this is one who will declare and restore righteousness as of old as in former years. And because men have thought that they are under some kind of new covenant, everybody claims the new covenant, my brothers and sisters, is reflective of faith and to hear respect the word. The end result, my brothers and men have exalted themselves in the scriptures that they ignore, rather than they understand, discern, and abide in. The way, my brothers and sisters, what's been established is a massive pretense. Yes, my brothers and sisters, a massive pretense that is not the church at all, for the true church knew that they had to seek the Most High for all his word. And that's the only way they could be called on to be confirmed. The salvation and the preservation of his name. Brothers and sisters, scripture says all will have to sit for the same judgment. What does this mean? Men will not judge themselves wise after their own understanding. Or they will not be counted wise for the Most High according to their own understanding. But according to their understanding, my brothers, lawfully anointed to the will of the Most High. Even one, my brothers and sisters, the Most High is called by his own name and granted a title of honor. Anointed and made him a very special shepherd. Even Messiah, the wisdom, our pretense, so many have called the world. His people is upon a solid foundation. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. When scripture says, comes to prove foolish the wisdom of the wise, what it means, it comes to prove pretentious, a total presumption. Counterfeit for so many today, after so many various have dared to call the church, though they be divided after the ways of this world. I want you to understand that it is not possible to come out of the world after the so religious that are in it. The book of Second Thessalonians talks about how blessings up too. How the misruling entity will seek to invade, intrude upon, and all brothers and sisters, in so doing, destroy the sanctity of the church. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the end result in that wicked rulers, lawless rulers, the scepter of the rulers, look at also for Isaiah 14 and 5. We seek to intrude upon the institution that men call the church, keep men perverted after wilderness, having no great love of the truth. He had enough love of the truth, brothers and sisters. Let me tell you, there are truths that your leaders have sought that you would understand well today. Scripture proving that men had not had a love of the truth. People ruled over by my brothers and sisters in that said more concerned for pulpits and thrones than the righteousness of Yah. The result, scripture said the book called James, worthy of his spirit. It said he made no petitions for those who would not receive his word, for those who would not receive his remain blind deceivers, my brothers and sisters, after the unrighteous of this world. He said, for those who would keep his commandments, keep his instructions. 14, 15 to 27, Yohanan, book of Yohanan, they call it John. He said, he would petition for the Father for the gift of his spirit to those who would keep, preserve, and maintain the knowledge of his conscience, his commandments in this world. What about those, my brothers and sisters, who beguile not to seek the origin of the things they do and the things they believe? But rather, my brothers and sisters, and even have been beguiled to maintain misconceived, some of which as far as to say, knows who is right, to do whatever they will. even becoming prideful, my brothers, deserve illusion. Does the Most High, or what has the Most High planned with regard to a people such as the book of Yeremiah, even goes as far as to say, an astonishing thing has happened in the land, the priest Bahiah, the book of Micah, rule according to their own means, their own ways. And the people love to have, say, what will I have to bring an end to this astonishing and horrible thing? As I already said, what he must do, my brothers and sisters. He's already declared what he must do. Like I said, he said, I must sit before the same judgment seat. Even according to the plan of the Most High righteousness as of old. According to all that was declared of old, my brothers and sisters. I want you to know what this means about your rulers, because the scriptures tell us in the book of Revelation that your rulers will not be able to stand before that one. Malachi asks who should be able to stand when he appears, for he is like refiner's fire and like full of soap. He'll purge, yes, all your priests. In fact, you're going to destroy the temple, all of your priests who have taught nothing but the standards of foreign gods, who have been treacherous against the covenant, who have taught a multitude of partialities. And my brothers and sisters have even compelled the people because they believe they already had word that they did not even know to seek or wait him who would restore all righteousness. Many again, my brothers and sisters, believing that they would be called viable before the Most High after a multitude of partial and perverse, polluted standards and ideals that the Lord cannot accept as his gospel. You need to know, my brothers and sisters, none of the institutions and men have created after the carnality and the short-sightedness of their minds is sufficient unto a pure, perfect agreement with the Most High, according to all that he has declared, must be the common understanding, belief, and zeal, trust, and obedience of those he would call consecrated unto himself. I would have you to understand what the scripture means when it says they all must sit before the same judgment seat. The Apostle Shaul said even he himself won't be his own judge. What it means, my brothers and sisters, is you have been under your rulers who have compelled you to say you know you're saved. Wow. Under their auspices. I want you to understand, though you've been under your rulers claiming to be themselves to be saved, claiming themselves and under their institutionalities, that you are safe and worthy to be kept safe in the time of judgment and wrath that is to come. You need to understand this, my brothers and sisters. Neither your rulers nor you can save yourselves. I want you to hear me. In the day of wrath, when the Most High chooses to cast aside every illusion, believe it, brothers and sisters, 45,000 denominations claiming to be the gospel, it's been a damn lie. It's a total pretense. The Messiah must expose every lie that his people come again to believe. Be very much like what scripture said before, that the way of the saints will not be known as long as the old tabernacle remains. Book of Hebrews. You need to look at that quote closely around the 7th to the 9th, to the 10th, even down to the 12th chapter. It relates that is while present false rule or misadministrations remain the way of the saints, because quite frankly, no one consecrated under the Most High under the misadministrations of another. No matter what they call themselves, they may call upon the name of the Most High, but not everyone who calls upon the name of the Most High, we talked about this last night. Not everyone who calls the name of the Most High is true to his instruction. Who call upon the name of the Most High have heard the truth of the kingdom of Yah, which transcends all the kingdoms of the earth. The word of the nations is converted unto the greater will of Yah. Or dare men believe, for instance, that they're acceptable unto the holy kingdom, according to all the misruling standards of various nations? Contentious, it doesn't make sense. Don't you understand? And sisters, your rulers have told you were safe under their care for all their differences. I said the rulers have compelled men to believe they were safe under all their variant ideals. But the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, is this. Your rulers themselves have no power to declare the safety or their safety in the day of judgment that is to come. I just heard that there's a passed a little bit of breakup tonight. I pray that there's something about clarifying that. Hopefully, that bit of breakup has been remedied. Do something a little bit here to try to see what I can do about hopefully setting things back in order. Maybe in order. Let's see what I can do. I want to be sure that you're here. Okay, hopefully. Okay, great. Looks like we got it. All right, thankfully. Do you notice what I said? No man makes him sick. No man judges himself. No man will make himself, my brother, is what he needs to be. That in all things he'd be able to stand before the judge. Meaning that the judge himself has to say again, just as the scripture says, what man must be restored fully to comprehend. Obvious that the whole pure perfect doctrine is not in any conditions of man today. Isaiah 28 speaks about the present standard of the world. He said, the Most High look both and see none who does good, none righteous. No one, all are blinded by evil doing. How about pastors and pastors? Now understanding how much more they seek will have to come and show man again that greater standard. Psalms 14, Psalms 53, Isaiah 59. No place actually to stand. Who should he make to understand the report when his word is line upon line, precept upon precept, regarding so much word under foreign orientation the people have never heard? Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Psalm 2 says your kings are taking counsel against the Most High, even against his anointed. Ty told his apostles, beware, deceive you. I dare to tell you that every lie man believes is an obstacle against discerning the greater truth. And there are many false doctrines that have been taught among the churches, flattering minds of mentally flattering, deceitfully damning the minds of men. And when the truth appears, oftentimes they're not willing to hear it. And one time I asked the Most High about the institution they call church today. And he told me, by and large, his people are not in there. By and large, not fully led by his spirit. For if you told them, the greater word of the Most High, most are inclined not to receive it. His church, my brothers and sisters, people who hear and will tremble at his word. And according to Isaiah 66, these are those who, when he rebukes both ultimately church and state, know to run and come swiftly with speed. It'll be like the regathering. The restoration of a people, the rebirth of a people, as it were, even in one day. That, my brothers and sisters, is the resurrection of church. The resurrection of church, my brothers and sisters, the resurrection also of them who awaken to discern what is the foundation, was the rock upon which that church was built. I will have to tell you, my brothers, the duty unto the Most that immediate foundation. In the context of what it meant to those 2,000 years ago has been by and large lost from the minds today. By and large, my brother says, I dare to say that most have not really fully considered the concept which I speak. For nearly, my brother and sisters, very nearly, almost 2 millennia now, the question I ask is after this precious truth has been negated for so long, and people have believed that they're part of the church. How many of my brothers and sisters will accept this foundation again? That indeed, a vital and living institution, the Most High calls his church. Might again, let's just say, exist in the earth. My brothers and sisters, I want you to consider something. Men for a long time without the foundation, and I need to talk about that, and I will shortly, without that true knowledge of that foundation, have been beguiled to teach, act, and even speak is that they don't even need to await the judge to be confirmed, delivered. If they don't need to seek the greater wisdom that the scriptures already told you in Malachi through the second and third chapters that the rulers have negated. They don't need it because they've had a pat on the back by the pastor. My brothers and sisters, the scripture talks about the misrepresentation among the churches today that actually, my brothers and sisters, is not the church at all. It is Babylon. It talks about, my brothers and sisters, how Messiah must utterly this contraption, this device contrived by men, compelling men not to believe, yes, not to believe. The scripture said in advance, the testimony of Messiah when again he appears. Dare men believe the institutions that have predisposed people not to believe the truth? A brother and sister should be called allies? Instruments of the Most High? Absolutely not. Like I said, men have acted as if they don't need even the hope of a restoration of righteousness because they believe that the covenant of righteousness is something they already have, not even discerned that the definition of righteousness is a love for all the Most High has decreed, a desire for all the Most High has decreed, all that he has revealed and all that he shall reveal. My brother and sister, the Most High is not going to confirm. He's not going to confirm anyone but those who prove. I said, he's not going to confirm anyone but those, my brothers and sisters, but those who prove that for all the magnitude of knowledge, the Most High shall reveal that they are prepared to receive it, that there be no more forgiveness, no more schisms, no more rebellion. No more belligerence against the knowledge of the truth. Prayerfully, this message is being heard. I said prayerfully, this word is being heard clearly. Prayerfully, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will convict the mind and heart. Discern what I'm saying to you well. Since your leaders aren't able to save or deliver or confirm themselves, how is it that most have not been compelled? I repeat, how is it that most have not been compelled to seek the one who does have authority from the Most High? I said the one who does have authority from the Most High. To teach unto the deliverance. In fact, my brothers and sisters, in fact, the salvation and the preservation of a soul. I got another message saying the message might be breaking up a little bit on BTR. Hopefully, hey, that will be no longer an issue. Let me continue, because I'm somewhat amazed that I've talked to you. I got about five pages of notes here. I've gotten off of point one. My brothers and sisters, prayerfully, we will discern tonight much more of this. What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, none of the institutions that you've been taught to trust today can save themselves. None of them discern the righteousness necessary in all things. None of them discern the righteousness that in all things they be deemed faithful and steadfast. The scriptures tell you that Messiah himself must restore that. Did you hear me? The Messiah himself must restore that righteousness. In the world, like I said, there's no place clean. Isaiah 28 speaks of it. Where even those who seem to be reprovers among you, even those who say they reprove the churches, it says all of them too are gone astray, become indiscriminate, eating immoderately. In other words, receiving unto themselves doctrines and ideals. Our brothers and sisters, that by no means allow them to offer to you in all things a pure word. My brothers and sisters, what it means that since the Most High is going to eradicate it, that he might accentuate the positive. What it means, my brothers and sisters, is that none of them are safe. And no one, my brothers and sisters, will be counted safe, confirmed, steadfast. But those who are willing to hear the fullness of the testimony the Messiah himself shall bring, the book of Joel 2:32, says, it shall come to pass ultimately in the latter days, the last day, when Messiah himself shall reveal his righteousness. Please read Isaiah 56. It says, my brothers and sisters, that in that day, all will call upon the name of the Most High. I hope you understand what that means, call upon the fullness of his covenant. His covenant being confirmed by his name. I will call upon the name of the Most High with my brothers and sisters in that day. Those who truly call upon his name will be those who understand, who have been made to understand his covenant. It says, all call upon the name of the Most High should be delivered. How about to speak no lies, do no iniquity? No longer, my brothers and sisters, beguiled by those who hide the truth from you or twisted in any way. It said, in Jerusalem, Yerushalayim should be deliverance unto a remnant whom the Most High himself, I said to a remnant whom the Most High himself, even Messiah himself, or the Most High is called through his Messiah, shall call. Did you not get the point, my brothers and sisters? It means again the same thing, that no man delivers himself. It is through the hope of the deliverer, the ensign, the standard bearer, the shepherd the Most High spoke of in advance, the one called Shiloh, who says, ultimately, if we understand it well, that the expectation for him is an everlasting command till he appears. If they didn't tell you about this, my brothers and sisters, if they did not speak this to you, but you understand this and understand this well, I dare say, my brothers and sisters, that they did not teach you the foundation upon which the church was initially formed. Because the understanding of the one that was to come, the expectation of him, was the expectation of one who should reprove all the leadership, the whole world. That in that he will declare again the fullness of righteousness. Scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. And you need to understand who in Scripture the Bible speaks of with regard to that context. It was the expectation of the early church. I want you to understand the early church was called, well, listen to me. In the Greek, they want to call it ecclesia. They call it a called out body. Well, there's another term that the Greeks used that they borrowed from the Hebrews, borrowed from the Persians. They took it and they used the word kyrios. The church, my brothers and sisters, was called Kyriake by some. The faith, sisters, quite frankly, was not called Christianity. If you look it up closely, you will find as much as a half a millennia before the birth of Messiah, pagan sun worshipers who trusted in the idea of a savior as one anointed after all the variant gods of the Romans, the Greeks. They called those Christians, my brothers and sisters. They didn't have the concept of one anointed after the will of one. They had no concept of a supreme being. But they got one of the titles they used for one who was of the Supreme Most High. And this brought back a word that was later in the letter Greek, Kyrios. From that term, they got the term Kyriake. Look it up in a good dictionary. The term they got, Kyriake. That's what they call the church. You need to look up, my brothers and sisters, this is what they call Kyriake. They call the house of the Most High, or the house of the Lord. Did they tell you, my brothers and sisters, why the church was called by that title? Why the church, I didn't say they were called Christian, they were called Kurdishania. You understand what that word meant. Like I said, the word Kyrios, they call Lord, ultimate master. The term Kurdishania, Kur meaning sun, Tis meaning rise. Shah, king. Messiah was bore the title anciently. You'll find reference to that in Revelation 16, 12 through 21. Messiah is called the one who dries up the rivers. How about exposes all the deceitful mindscapes of all the rulers? Did you hear me? Exposes all the deceitful mindscapes of all the rulers. Called the East. Talks about how all the rulers be gathered to a place, Armageddon. Oh, there's an article on my website that is called The Secret City Prophecies at hiddengospel.com. You truly need it if you haven't heard it. If you haven't read it, you haven't heard about it, you need it desperately. It talks about at that place how all the rulers will be exposed, the rulers of all the earth, the doctrines of the whole world will be exposed from that one place. The scripture says when the truth is known, all the pretentious standards of all the nations shall fall before the one truth. My brothers and sisters, that was the end of all the saints. That every lying voice against the Most High would be exposed. That those who would guard the truth of his name, my brothers and sisters, have no more obstacle. They said, on this rock, this premise, Messiah, his church, that the people know there's only one Most High, one Lord, one Savior. One standard, my brothers and sisters, that shall survive the day of judgment and wrath that is to come. And those who understand Isaiah 45, I'm tell you, who understand well, will understand that those verses do speak of what is, in fact, without question, the day of judgment. Granted the opportunity tonight, I want to get to that tonight. It may be something of a series on this topic. Because quite frankly, brothers and sisters, without that foundation, without that predecessor understanding, it will well be that in the resurrection, that the saints of old will look, in fact, may well be, it will be, that though the saints of old in the time of resurrection will look upon what is called the church today and know that it is not the called out body of old. They will know, in fact, my brothers and sisters, that it's been tainted after mass misconceits. But it is that system, which said, murder the saints in Revelation 13. The system, my brothers, which says, has harmed them. It used to be of fire, but still speaks the doctrines of the dragon. After which, my brothers and sisters, after sexuality and propaganda, sisters have been cajoled to trust. But my brothers in 2 Thessalonians, it says, because they believe a lie, only to be damned. Did they teach that to you in a manner that you understand? As I tell you, they've been more concerned about pulpits and thrones and the reconciliation and the healing of a people. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, your rulers themselves have been responsible for doctrines and misconceptions that have kept our people from the oneness that is the first command of the one Most High. Think about it. If the first command of the people of the Most High that we must seek all his will, then that we regard and we defend and his will is done for the good and the blessing of one another. Since the first command, since that is the first command of the Most High, what do we think then, my brothers and sisters, is the first command of battle? How about not to seek the whole truth? And men regard the name of the Most High after so much diversity that brothers and sisters regarded the whole a peace true to its purpose. That's what the adversary has done from the beginning. I said that adversary has done always from the very beginning, brothers and sisters. He has offered a counterfeit and told men that they, after it, still have life. Or the truth of my brothers and sisters, any other word, and call it the gospel, let him be accursed. Scriptures tell us in the Acts, book of Acts 3:18-23, Messiah, when Messiah appears, that he will declare a testimony true to all the Most High spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. Scripture says, whoever will not hearken to his testimony, the testimony of that prophet, who Messiah is, anointed of the Most High, glad to declare testimony of the world, my brothers and sisters, would not. Scripture says, whoever will not hearken to his testimony will be cut off from among the people. My brothers and sisters, are you so sure that you've been taught the precepts of the Most High that when Messiah appears, when he shall declare his testimony, expose the whole, that you're prepared to see and discern beyond the present matrix of status quo, that you might prove that you will believe the words, my brothers and sisters, the word of truth, the whole world has sought to deny and hide. Because now, after your rulers, and counsel against him will expose them all. Many, my brothers and sisters, have lived in this world only to perish without the knowledge of the law of the Most High. So Romans 2nd chapter says, if you die without the law, you perish without the law. Well, the law of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is not part of what it is. It is all that it is. There'll be no divisions in this world, no contentions in this world, if among these institutions that they call churches, all have been true to the fullness of the Holy Spirit will declare. Because the institutions of man, my brothers and sisters, have taught half-truths and lies. What's the scripture saying? Well, it speaks about Babylon. People saying the Most High is one, that there is none else. But wearied in a multitude of corrupt ways, it speaks of Babylon in this manner. Isaiah 47. 2 Thessalonians says, because they teach lies. People having no other truth, not feeling a need for the truth, oftentimes seeking comfort as in illusions and blindness. Scripture says, those who love lies, those who love the pretense. And I say they be saved, my brothers and sisters. It says they shall be damned. Remember, we will watch out for false, a fallen testimony, a false prophet really is. A fallen, less than sufficient testimony. Lest we be found walking down errant paths after which no one could ever attain to the goal. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand something. Please hear me. Most High said that his name must be regarded by all peoples after one consent, even as one. In light of having forgotten that truth, most have never realized that it was always a sin for men to forget. One scripture talks about, because you've forgotten the holy mountain. What does that mean? Mountains are symbolic of kingdom mountain, again, kingdom of peace. You got the ways. My brother and sister, scripture says the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. And the King of glory, the honorable king, will not compel anyone to swear. Or let to be sold unto vanity, or to swear deceitfully. says, when men have sworn themselves over the instituted that will never tell you the whole truth, men might be deceived not to perceive. And sisters, it is a damnable thing. How many of us will understand, my brothers and sisters, because they can tell men to love flattery, despise sound doctrine. Sound doctrine is a whole word, my brothers and sisters, solid. All concepts interconnected, everyone reinforcing one another. Because they've compelled men to believe lies, what is not wisdom at all. My brothers and sisters, because they've taught people to despise the greater truth. The truth necessary that they be deceived no more. My brothers and sisters, this has not been the church. They are, in fact, without question, unequivocally, without a doubt, Babylon. As I said, first I said, there's need to be one. Men have forgotten the premise after which, my brothers and sisters, the people must be one in the name of the Most High. All are commanded to seek all instruction, that so much confusion and the masses, causing people to comfort themselves in ignorant indiscretion, should be no more. But some of my brothers, so many of my brothers and sisters have denied and despised seeking the truth. This they do, my brothers and sisters, that they pretend, that they are able to say among those who know not the greater truth that they are his people. They do this, my brothers and sisters, hiding the truth, though this claimant dictate on their part. Where they continue to deny his truth is an intense vexation against the Most High, against his very name. Brothers and sisters, I can tell you that in response to this insufficient doctrine, vexatious doctrine, the Most High will indeed in the day of judgment, because it is his word that endures forever. He will vex the masses. Did you hear me? When he declares to them that the cloth is too short, the warp is weak. Read Isaiah 28, insufficient for a garment. The doctrines they men have taught have not sufficient to show that they were indeed truly steadfast and stable spiritual beings. Prove them, my brothers and sisters, that so many that simply walk after the nakedness. Yet, brothers and sisters, unconcerted. Unrighteousness of their personal flesh. My brothers and sisters, I dare to say that after such as this, men seeking to justify themselves with their own ideas, wanting to call themselves worthy of esteem just because they desire, not seeking to help the Most High in the fullness of his will. I dare to tell you, my brothers and sisters, this has not been the church. It's been the wine of Babylon's wrath. Intoxicating wine, strong delusion, the false, my brothers and sisters, that is a result of Babylon's wrath. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, men have loved, prefer pretense, prefer the counterfeit. My brothers and sisters, men ultimately worshiped after what we call that harlot clothed purple, that harlot clothed purple and scarlet. King's whore, purple, kingship, whoredom. A church, my brothers and sisters, sold out to the state, the beast that got its power from the dragon, the book of Revelation. A pastor's, after this, sold his for money, seeking the favor of those who have claimed the one. My brothers and sisters, who is it that men have sold their souls? Who is it that they've been partakers unto the damnation of so many souls under a multitude of various that did not have the love of Yah, that all his name is one, did not have the love of Yah, that all transcend all the partialities that are in this world, that did not have the love of Yah, my brothers and sisters, all people. Be one. hear me, my brothers. I want you to hear me, and I want you to hear me well. Dare men believe that they are the church while today, because they are without that foundation? Without discerning, my brothers and sisters, Curtis Shania is, without discerning the premise upon which the early church was established. Let me tell you something. That word kurios the Greeks had, you need to read closely Isaiah 44 to 45 and understand where they got that title from. Scripture says someone the Most High, well, the King James Version called his name. Well, I tell you that his kingdom was called Kurdistan for a reason. It means the land of the Kurdi, the land of the sunrise. The Greeks want to call it Anatolia, the kingdom of the East. But the one who called the king of the East, my brothers and sisters, whom the Most High gave power to a kingdom, to absorb all the misconceits of all the nations round about. As my brothers and sisters, that he was predicated to do this. And if you read Isaiah 45 closely, you will find out this is the judgment. And that is the one who will bring about this ultimate reconciliation of the world in the latter days. This is not amazing, brothers and sisters. Revelation 16:12 talks about the one called King of the East. If they translated it right, they wouldn't put an S there. Who would expose all the nations and all the cities and, let's just say, the obstacle institutions of man, political, social, national, and religious, that the Most High might establish on earth his kingdom. 16:12 is reminiscent of Revelation 6:12 through 7:2 through 7:7, where we'll find Israel after one mind and one name. People will follow the Most High. Those redeemed will follow the Most High with one voice. Follow him wherever he leads. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, who that one called angel from the rising sun is in Revelation 2, where the angel is also king, rising sun. East. Messiah comes suddenly to reveal the life of the world pure. I said Messiah comes to reveal the light, the whole world obscure, to expose the darkness. I mean all the darkness, brothers and sisters, that have kept you blind. Yes, my brothers and sisters, expose all those who hear the truth from you. Scripture says those who will hearken to him. Now I want you to understand the seal of the Most High. Sworn and proven an ally unto the Most High, called chosen faithful. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand the scriptures about the rulers running for cover when after there's a great earthquake, like that earthquake that's mentioned in Revelation 16:12-21 at the city. 6:12 talking about a great earthquake, and the kings for cover, saying, hide us from the fam, and whom was upon the throne. And the rulers running for cover saying, the day of his death has come. Who should stand? That's from Malachi, my brothers and sisters, in the chapter. And none will be able to stand but those who are prepared to follow the Lord, who declares the one righteous standard, restoring what the Most High declared of old. You need to ask, my brothers and sisters, then, who is that one? Angel from the rising sun, after we just spoke about the Lamb. I call it the Lamb of Yah. One willing to give his very life, dear 2000. And then receive the Holy Spirit, the testimony of my brother, the pure, perfect testimony of the Most High. The people be made one after one consummate heavenly testimony. He said, hide us from the face of him who sits upon the throne. The angel from the rising, who is the King of the East? Who is the King of the East, my brothers and sisters? It's kind of obvious who he is. Scripture says he's confirmed, faithful, and true. Scripture talks about him exposing Babylon, how it talks about gathering the people, Israel. First in the nations. My brothers and sisters, did they tell you about what I call the secret city prophecies, mentioned all the way from Revelation, about how Messiah truly shall appear? Or did they teach you rapture doctrine as if to believe that everybody who called upon the name of the Messiah after their own needs is somehow delivered from the lies that they created? My brothers and sisters, the rational soul will reason to discern better than this. The rational soul, my brothers and sisters, will understand that since the people are incapable, I said since the people are incapable of delivering from the illusions that they have upheld, the Most High must send an ensign. he must send a standard bearer. Isaiah 49 talks about one coming and saying, "Listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High has called me from the womb, and from the body of my mother, mention of my name." Scripture says he will lift up a standard to all the nations, though he has won all the kings of the earth have despised. Most High has given him a standard, a mouth to speak a word, Scripture says in the 50th chapter, to strengthen those who have become spiritually after the diverse standard. Read Isaiah 40:27-41:4. Scripture says he will lift up his hand and set a standard to all the nations. Isaiah 59 says he will set up a standard that will expose all the enemies to the way of truth. Scripture even starts to say in the Aramaic, it says that because of him, Isaiah 44, when the standard is exposed, they will prove foolish of the pretense that men of today call the church. Wow. I pray you will understand that. That from henceforth, the people will not forget. In fact, Scripture says this is his covenant when he sets that standard in Isaiah 59. 19-21. It says, my brothers and sisters, this is his covenant, that his word should not depart from your mouth, nor the mouth of your descendants, henceforth even forever. Notice that I told you Isaiah 44:20-46:13 is definitely speaking about the judge and the judgment. And my brothers and sisters, I already told you at least the consonants of his name, if not the right pronunciation. Like I told you, his kingdom was called Kurdistan for a reason. It was the kingdom of the Kurdi. The one, my brothers and sisters, hey, who bore the title that Rome sought that you never, if they had their ways, you never hear again. The Kurdi, my brothers and sisters, was always understood as the one who would come after the anointing of the Most High. The one who would come after the anointing of the Most High. Our brothers and sisters, men will discern the light of truth that for a long time has been forgotten. The one after the anointing of the one Most High, that after him, my brothers and sisters, the world might speak the word of the Most High with one consent, and all his people be one. Scripture calls him Shiloh in Genesis 49:8-12. And in that scripture, and sisters, it says, this is the one for whom you definitely, without question, should be waiting, expecting until he comes, who is a lawgiver to consider all the people as one that unto him all should gather. In the last days, he called the tribe of Judah. Read Genesis 49:1, and you will understand that this too is the day prophecy. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, since the scripture says in Numbers 24, this one will destroy all the varied ideals of the nations that have divided and been an obstacle against his people, and that he would destroy whoever would preserve the misconceits of the nations. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, upon what rock foundation the early church was built. For those who they could not survive maintaining the carnality of this world. Well, the scriptures say, without faith, it's not possible to please Yah. Well, it says, without faith, and what the Most High himself has decreed is not possible to please him. Faith comes by hearing then a word from the Most High himself. Well, my brothers and sisters, I dare say that the early church knew he was going to seek Messiah to teach them everything. That all the people in fact be one, knowing that there's only one judge. That they run to the cover. And they run for the sanctuary, the safety. Of the people, among the people, the Most High said he would preserve, who speak no lies, who do no iniquity. Well, the scripture says that if they keep all his will to the full, he said they should in the day of wrath be kept safe. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, the book of Revelation 9:4. Those who have the name of the Father, who have been confirmed true to all his covenant, will survive the day of wrath that is to come. So my brothers and sisters, you need to understand why today is very important. You need to understand why today is very important that men would awaken. Understand what the Most High said when he said he would send an ensign, a guide, Isaiah 11. that to him all the nations should seek, even for the day when he would destroy all the wicked, all the scepters, all misrule of the rulers, that my sisters, with the casting aside of every pretender, the eyes shall be clear, no longer hard, that they hear the word, my brothers and sisters, of him who declares the only hope of salvation. Second Thessalonians declared as a latter-day prophecy. Ephesians 6 declares that Isaiah 59, prophecy concerning the world today, that is not known the way of peace, has for a long time been without an intercessor, and for a long time has been without one who fully guarded the word, because, hey, like I said, not all call upon the name of the Most High have his instruction. The scripture says in the last days you find out that none of your leaders have taught you everything you need to know. Well, my brothers and sisters, I know that this is going to be, without question, going to require of me. I say more than what I've said tonight. But I'm going to speak on this topic, that many of my brothers and sisters might begin to understand what must be, in fact, of a true church. Built upon the same foundation established of old, because no other foundation, my brothers and sisters, is redemption to come. No other standard, my brothers and sisters, the light of life. To speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Edom Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Keep listening. And unto his might and his honor and his praise always, my brothers and sisters, I say to you, hallelujah! Praise the Most High, my brothers and sisters, according to the fullness of what is his honor. Check out my website, my brothers and sisters, and discern how you can aid this ministry. Oh, you the Most told me I must tell you things. The men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, and silence, and if they could, to destroy. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will seek what is necessary for the restoration of what is. I pray for the awakening of the minds of our people.